With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. There have been fireworks at the White House before, but nothing like this today. An Oval Office meeting between President Trump and Ukrainian President Zelensky turned into a tense shouting match. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
In a remarkable exchange between world leaders, captured in real time by the news media, the two presidents began to argue as Ukraine's leaders sought security guarantees to end the war with Russia.
You've allowed yourself to be in a very bad position, and it happens to be right about it.
From the very beginning of the war,
you're not in a good position. You don't have the cards right now.
At one point, Vice President Vance told Zelensky he was being disrespectful. And President Trump accused his counterpart of gambling with World War III. Greg Clugston, Washington.
After the meeting, President Trump wrote on social media, he determined that President Zelensky is not ready for peace if America is involved and that he should come back when he is ready for peace. Meanwhile, the Trump-Zelensky news conference has been canceled. Also at SRNnews.com, Taiwan condemning China's military exercises after Beijing designated an area to conduct shooting drills off the island's southwest coast. Republican South Carolina Senator Tim Scott says it's critically important that Congress help President Trump to stave off the threat posed by China.
As chairman of the Banking Committee, I'm looking to make sure that we slow down, if not stop, certain products and technologies going to China. It's not in our best interest. And frankly, it's not in the world's best interest. The weaker they get, the better it is for the world.
Senator Scott, by the way, adding that technology theft by China poses a serious threat to all democracies. This is SRN News. Christians are preparing for Lent.
It begins on Wednesday, March the 5th this year, the traditional 40-day period of fasting and prayer in preparation for Easter celebrations. Lent echoes the 40 days that Christ spent in the desert as detailed in the Gospels. While not everybody observing Lent will actually fast for the duration, it has become a tradition in the West for an individual to give something up for Lent. Recently, conducting a digital media fast during the period has become popular. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A new poll from the Pew Research Center foreshadows future religious decline in this country. There's a huge gap in the demographics. 46% of youngest American adults identifying as Christian compared to 80% for the oldest. Young adults also are some three times more likely than the oldest group to be religiously unaffiliated. This is SRN News. California residents may lose one method of defending their homes from wildfires.
The California Democrats in the state legislature have their way. Citizens will not be allowed to hire their own firefighters to protect their homes in the future. Democrat lawmakers are teaming up with unions to craft a bill that would ban the use of private firefighters. If passed, the bill would make public fire hydrants off limits for private companies. Unions want to go further. They want private fire crews outlawed entirely in California. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Rose Jerome, believed to be the oldest living Holocaust survivor, has died in New York. She was 113 years of age. Jerome was born January 13, 1912, in Janow, Poland. She was one of about 245,000 survivors still living across more than 90 countries around the world. More details at srnnews.com.